In addition to limiting valid marriages to those between one man and one woman, the proposed amendment states there can be no, quote, legal status identical or substantially similar to that of marriage for unmarried individuals. That sentence worries Patty Seeger, the executive director of the Wisconsin Coalition Against Domestic Violence. Seeger says of Wisconsin's 30,000 domestic violence arrests annually, only 30 to 40% involve married couples.
There are legal recognitions for a broad range of relationships that could be seen as substantially similar to that of marriage. For example, people who cohabitate.
But Milwaukee attorney Rick Essenberg says there's no way to argue the application of domestic violence law makes a relationship substantially similar to marriage.
I think it is a stretch to argue that protection provided by domestic violence statutes creates a relationship which is substantially similar to or identical to marriage.
Essenberg says Wisconsin's domestic violence laws apply to any adults living in the same household, regardless of relationship. But Seeger points to Ohio, where lawyers in two cases have used that state's constitutional marriage amendment to successfully fight domestic violence charges. Seeger says she hopes Wisconsin courts and domestic violence victims won't be put in a situation like Ohio's. The proposed constitutional marriage amendment will be on the November 7th ballot. Micah Schweitzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.